Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Todd Shepard is a great investigative reporter over at Broad and Liberty, but I think he's at other spots too. And he's the one that broke this 67-page lawsuit by former St. Joe's teacher, professor Greg Manco. I gave you some of the tweets, but I'd go inside this with Todd Shepard, see what he sees in here. And again, he brings up cancel culture. He brings up being called a racist, how defamatory this is, and conspiring with students. If it were Penn, I'd go, hey, that's Penn. They don't stand for the national anthem. It's St. Joe's. Todd is with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Todd, great work as always. Thank you for joining us.
Dom, thanks so much. Always glad to talk to your audience.
Well, Todd, tell me what jumps out here at you through these 67 pages. What do you highlight?
The big thing for me is what we highlight in the second graph of our story is that Manco is alleging in the lawsuit that, look, the controversy that started all of this was over a tweet that came out on, like, I think it was February 17th, and on February 19th, that's when St. Joe's removed Manco from the classroom. But what he says now in the filing is the former student who actually started this entire controversy, she discovered that Manco was running this. Essentially, it's a quasi-anonymous Twitter account. She discovered he was running it. She, first of all, in the filing, they alleged that she had had Manco as a professor and that she got an F in his class. So they're sort of hinting that she might have had a motive to retaliate. But then they say she goes to the university in January, says, you know, this professor is a problem, and that they told her what you need to do is reach out to other students or other former students and get more evidence and come back to us. So essentially he's saying they started an investigation, which in a sense would be fine on its own, but the university handbook says when that happens, you also have to let the person who's the subject of that know as well. And he says, so because they didn't, they conspired together to impugn his character.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I think, he talks about cancel culture and all that. But Todd, the thing here to me is this is a ringing cry to say this is one of the worst things you can be called. He was taken out of the classroom because of that. They did follow their rules to the letter of the law there, health and safety of students, etc. But they didn't in informing him, and particularly when the student had an F. Doesn't that give you pause to say, well, we need more of our own investigatory power here before we're going to look at anything else?
And not just a current student, but a former student. And throughout the complaint, the legal complaint, Manco brings up a lot of issues of where the university had praised him, like where he won a merit award. And even one of his bosses in the math department had sent him an email about his 2020 student evaluations and said, hey, Greg, your evaluations look great. But I think the big thing for Greg was, and, you know, as I've talked to him to take quotes for these stories that we've done over the last several months, sometimes I've talked to him on the record, sometimes on background, but he felt being removed from the classroom was incredibly, that damaged his reputation.
Yes.
Without the university having to say anything, right? And in one of the previous stories we did, we even linked to a letter that the American Association for University Professors sent to St. Joe's, and they said, you know, removing a professor from class really should be the ultimate last ditch action that you take, for that very reason, because it's so it paints the professor right. in such
and
a guilty
Todd,
light.
I might add, if the contention is he's saying stuff like this in class,
right.
then you might say, well, look, we got to simmer down here until we find out what's happening. But this is an anonymous account they're digging out with former students.
Exactly. That's part of it, too. I think also, you know, the way after Manco was essentially cleared, and cleared is not the right word. Quite honestly, I don't have the right word for it. But the investigation happened, and they basically said, okay, it's over, and we don't have anything here that we can fire him for. Here's really what's at issue. What's really at stake in the lawsuit now is, first of all, St. Joe's will move to dismiss. If it doesn't get dismissed, we'll move in, you know, the case will move into discovery. And what has to happen for Manco is he's got to get a copy of the full report that St. Joe's has, because they've never given him
okay.
a full copy, and they've never disclosed it. Now, they showed it to him when they reviewed the report's findings with him, right? But what's important here is when the investigation was over, the university told me and other media outlets, they said, in this case, a definitive determination as to his conduct could not be made due to insufficient evidence. He says from the review he had on the final report, he says he was cleared. And so that they continued to sort of put it out there as, well, maybe he did something. And that this, again, is another thing that has, you know, harmed his reputation. And look, we can say, well, his reputation's harmed, this or that. But in a tight circle like academia, when your reputation is remotely harmed with these kinds of accusations, it can damage your ability to get hired for decades or permanently.
It is. It is cancel culture. And, you know, he's been on the station, Todd, and I took away from him, too. He resents, you're going to make something this serious. It's not like, you know, any other kind of charge that you're going to make here. This is the ultimate scarlet letter today. You just can't go. And also, I think if you do an investigation and it comes up that you don't have the goods on the person, maybe you don't have to say they're innocent, but you have to say something along those lines, quasi court of law. They don't say, well, we don't know, but this is going to hang over your head. You got to make a determination after putting someone through all that.
Well, and this is why, like, even the AAUP, the Association of University Professors, said these investigations can be troubling simply for the fact that what you just described all too often happens is it
right.
creates, it casts a cloud over the person's character, regardless of what the ultimate findings are. So you're absolutely right on that regard. You know, so much of what will happen in this, though, I think, again, comes down to just the quick thing that I mentioned earlier, that if this case survives a motion to dismiss and moves to discovery, it gets really serious really quickly.
Oh, when that's type of stuff, particularly with a former student and telling her, apparently, as you write, to go and get others on this. Wow, I'd love to see the emails, the back and forth on that. Todd, where do we find this story and your work at Broad and Liberty?
Yeah, broadandliberty.com, or you can follow me at Shepherd Reports. But we've had great growth in our Twitter followers lately. Added almost a couple hundred in the last 2 weeks. So follow us at Broad and Liberty.
Very good, Todd Shepherd. As always, a pleasure. Thank you, Todd.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.